healings took place. So Holy Spirit, just keep coming. Just gather around those who've had physical problems in recent times this week or for longer periods of time. So if that's you, just put your hand in the air, and people are going to gather around you right now as we just continue to worship. I was in one church in Brazil. At a certain point, the Lord just healed everybody in worship. Holy Spirit, do the same here. So if you've had a malady of some kind, a weakness, physical weakness, emotional weakness or problem, particularly physical right now, that we can see the healing power of God come, but also emotional. Just put your hand up high, and then those of you who feel moved by the Spirit of God, just go and release what the Lord's doing right now. Just stand with them. There's angels in this place. Yes, Lord, just come down, Holy Spirit. Just speak the words of life out. Just agree with what the Lord is doing, what you're sensing in your spirit. Rabash. Just keep worshiping, Mike. Yes, Lord. Just keep receiving. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord brings healing in different ways. He'll bring it through the spoken word. He'll bring it through the laying on of hands. And today, what he's doing, he's releasing his power and presence. And we're standing as witnesses to what he's doing. That's what's happening tonight, or this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As this particular wave came through today, many of you, if not all of you, I don't know, if you felt a change, I believe that God is wanting you to just give him credit and give it glory. Many times we'll go to someone, we'll lay hands on them, we'll speak out certain things, and things happen. The giftings and the calls of God are irrevocable. And that's wonderful. Today it was a little bit different. God's very intentional. He certainly doesn't want anybody puffed up, but he's God. But for whatever reason, so he gets all glory. Maybe that's what's happening today. I don't know. But today, his power for healing was just sweeping through this place, and we were standing as witnesses and also saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the purity of what you're doing. Just like the snow, I had a picture as we were going through this of the snow coming down today, of a new place, a new level of purity. The Lord's been releasing purity in our thoughts, purity in our motives, purity in our tongues, purity in our hearts, purity in our minds, purity in our attitudes, purity in relationships. Purity is the word that I've been hearing all weekend. He's still healing, by the way. He's still moving through this place. So if you felt any kind of shift or change, or you felt something was going on in the spirit regarding your physical situation, can you just put your hand in the air? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's really good. Yeah. If you had a shift, sin, you want to share that? Here, I'll bring it to you.
I just have been having a lot of pain in the lumbar muscle area. And I went in and got checked, and they said it was probably just severely strained or a pinched nerve. Anyhow, I've been having a lot of pain, and this morning I didn't. It was less than what it had been, and coming to church it started increasing, but then as the prayers started, it's really has lessened to, I know it's there right now, but it's nowhere near the intensity where it's been. And while the group was praying for me, I just saw a picture of the Lord's hand just on the area where it's been really painful, and I just saw him pulling things out, undoing a knot, or, you know, just kind of pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling. And just thank you, Lord. Just thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Just thank you, Lord.
Father, we just give you glory. And we thank you, Lord, that today is definitely a new day. And we thank you, Lord, for the people that have been touched today. We thank you, Lord, that you are still continuing. We'd like to see an end to what Cynthia's been feeling completely, and anybody else who's been feeling discomfort or has had sickness or the inability to do something. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for teaching us how to hear your voice so that we would know what you're doing and we would lean into that. Thank you, Lord. The purity for us on the inside is the highest goal for Jesus is purity. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, Carly has something.
Yeah. I want to share really quickly something that really cool that happened Friday night. We were down at First Friday. And a lot of us, you know, it was kind of snowing and cold. And so a fair amount of us stayed actually in McDonald's and had an amazing opportunity to minister. I think every person that was in McDonald's that Friday night got a word, got a prayer. There was a certain individual that was just targeted from Holy Spirit that got word after word after word after word, which was just a lot of fun. And one of the really cool things that happened was is that we were downtown there in McDonald's, and we were waiting, and I got a text from Deanne, and she's like, they're opening up the Onesto Hotel tonight as a part of First Friday to take people through. And for some reason, that just really like rung in my heart, because I remember years ago, before we even went down on First Friday, before there was even a First Friday, we would go down and we would prayer walk different aspects and parts of downtown Canton. And we were down there, I believe, and it was in 2006, Rachel remembered, that we were prayer walking, and there was several of us, and we had come around, and we were prayer walking around the Onesto Hotel in that area, and we got a real strong sense that there was some type of mafia connection. There was a lot of death. There was a lot of suicide, actually, of like people jumping off buildings and things like that, all things that the Lord was showing us in the Spirit. And we were praying into those things and just praying and releasing life over Canton. And I think it was also on that same night that we were walking around, and then, if you guys have ever been to downtown Canton, there's the Key Bank building, which isn't, I don't think it's any known as Key Bank any longer, but there's this sign, like, up above high in Canton that's just this red key. I was like, how prophetic could that be, you know, for what the Lord wants to release? And so it was really interesting. On Friday night then, we had a chance to go inside that building, myself and Rachel and Bethany. And there were about 50 or so people, and we kind of walked up just right in time as ministry was still going on down at McDonald's. And so we got to go in, and one of the interesting things that the guy who was telling us about the building, and they're in the process of restoring it and everything, and he goes, Canton used to be known as, you know, Little Chicago, because people that would travel from back in the day, around the 1910, 1920s or so, they would travel from New York to Chicago, and they would stop over in Canton. And it was like a mini mafia hub of people that would be going between New York and Chicago, these two big places, and they'd end up, and obviously said you can imagine that there were some, you know, infamous characters that kind of would go in through here, which obviously I already had an impression of that, but that being confirmed just, you know, from this guy that was showing us through the building. And so they kind of opened it up, and we were able to see the old ballroom, and it was just really cool night of just seeing how the Lord has taken things that he's shown us in the past and tying it through. And so, and myself and Bethany and Rachel, of course, since we're inside the building and it was open and we're on a tour, we were like, well, let's just see how high we can go. And so we were actually, you know, going up through the floors, and we made it up to about the 10th floor and just had a real chance to pray over Canton, look over the city, pray and release the Lord's life and love. And also when we were up there, really running into a strong, and not in any way to glorify the enemy, but really running into a strong spirit of death and suicide and oppression. I mean, it was really strong to the point where Bethany are commenting to each other. It's like, it almost hits you with this, like, sense in your stomach of just this depression and this, like, Lord, break this off of this city in the name of Jesus. So we just had a real chance to pray and declare and break those things off, which was a lot of fun, actually. And so then we came down, and we actually also went up to the Canton City Club, which I believe is the highest point in Canton, in downtown Canton. So we were up there and we're having fun. And we're out, Bethany and I were out looking over again, and we're praying. Obviously it was like, you know, 5 degrees and you're up, you know, 14 stories and it's windy, so it's a little cold. But it was interesting, we were up there and we were praying and we were walking around, and we're actually seeing where that Key Bank sign was with the key on it. But we were actually at another place, like a higher level. We were actually at a higher place. And just, you know, the Lord's prophetic significance of that, of then also declaring freedom and his love over the city. And again, sometimes it's unique how the Lord speaks to us, or it's unique how he gives us insight to spiritual understanding. Because I don't know about you, but for me, like, committing suicide is about the absolute furthest thing from my mind. ever. And I'm up on the edge of this building, and these thoughts are coming in my mind of like, what would it be like to get up there? And I was like, what? Where is that coming from? Because that's not coming from me. Like, that is not, and it's realizing the Lord was using that to show me that's kind of the spiritual push and the oppression that's happening over this city of death, of suicide, of that stronghold, to the point where, you know, you could literally physically feel it. And it's like, Lord, I'm believing that there's breakthrough tonight over Canton. And then so we were able to pray that out, declare it. And then we came here for the all-nighter. And it was just such a cool night of just progression, of being able to be out on the streets and then the Lord just pouring out more. And we just had a real awesome time Friday night of just praying and declaring freedom over Canton and breaking more of those strongholds off and actually just seeing Jesus being the ruling Lord over Canton, that the Holy Spirit is a ruling territorial spirit over this city, and really believe that there was a breakthrough. And one of the other cool things that happened that night was that Gina had testified how she had actually worked in the building that the Canton City Club was on and had spent a lot of time of praying and interceding and just offering up prayers to the Lord. And so she was blessed by us coming in and sharing this thing about the Onosto Hotel and downtown Canton and just declaring the word of the Lord over that. And just the Lord seeing her prayers over the years of standing and contending and believing freedom for Canton, and that the Lord sees every prayer that we pray. So it was just a really cool night of alignment and just of seeing the Lord's heart being poured out. And it was really encouraging to me. And I hope that that's encouraging to you guys, because it was a real blast. So I'm sure that more is coming.
This is just real quick to piggyback that. We have an amazing opportunity coming up this year. And it's actually stepping into a different way of bringing in the harvest. We're partnering with numerous people in different churches and groups to be able to make a difference in the Canton, Akron, northeastern Ohio area, particularly in the summer, but even now, leading up to the summer, for what's called the Gay Olympics. And northeastern Ohio is sponsoring Gay Olympics for Ohio in this region. And while we love our friends who are involved in the gay lifestyle and the thinking of that, we know that there is something that can help them and bring them into a relationship of freedom with Jesus. So how to do that very sensitively is on many people's hearts. And we believe through prayer and worship and also leading teams into very sensitive areas is something that's on God's heart, to be able to go into a McDonald's and not come in with a hammer, but just come in with the love of Jesus, and people are blown away. And with all the experience that this ministry has had with going out in foreign countries as well as here for many years, many, many years, going downtown and going different places, that is also seen in the community. We've been asked to lead teams to be able to help infiltrate, if you will, in a good way, in a very sensitive way. So that's coming up, and there will be towards the end of May, there's going to be a community in northeastern Ohio worship and prayer conference that we're going to be part of. And we'll tell you more as I have more information for you, specific. And then in August, this time, it's a week, I believe it's August 9th through the 16th, is going to be an infiltration of people from all over the nation, really, from this background, in this background, and those who may be drawn into something that was never God's intent for them, but that he wants to give them something that will just bring their heart into a place of real freedom. So it's very delicate, because we love all people. So we're not coming in as a group going, what are you doing? It's coming in and just really being the hands and the feet and the love of Jesus through prayer, worship, and also sensitive teams. So that's coming up, and we'll have more on dates for that. But when I was hearing Andy, I wasn't planning on sharing that today, but when I was hearing Andy and thinking back to those years, I was with Andy in that time in 2006, and I remember it very, very clearly, a cold, snowy night, kind of like what's going on now. And some of us were down there going, why are we here? And looking up and seeing the angels in the statue over the city, over the government, and seeing the key that was just up there shining. And all those things about Onesta Hotel and everything he was sharing, we were sharing with our understanding at that time what God was telling us, and just really doing business and just in the spirit. And to hear things actually step up into another realm with us still pushing in the spirit is really exciting to me, that God is not forgetting the early years, but he's also building. So he's building on that, and he's bringing the community, the Christian community, into stepping into maybe an unreached people group, in a sense, to be able to reach out in a good, positive, wholesome, healthy, supernatural, God-like way. So we'll give you more information about that as it comes. So we can release the children to kingdom land right now.
Father, we pray that you would do what you want to do today. Holy Spirit, you're free to move. We release you. Speak to hearts, all hearts, every heart. Move in us, spring up in us, O living well. Holy Spirit, for any of us that are grieving you, please forgive us. For any of us that are resisting you, please forgive us. For any of us that have quenched you, we're still operating in life. We're still looking good. Forgive us, Father, for we know not what we do. For those of us that have a secret life, it's not up on the screen here at Frontline. Our friends are not aware of it. The closest ones to us might not be aware of it. To the depth that you are aware of it, Lord, of course. Come in and purify us in the secret places. Heal our secret hurts. Father, move in our secret offenses. Purify our hearts, Lord, so that they're true worshipers of you. That we don't just come here and put on a face, put on a mask, that we're real before you, that we confess our faults to one another, that we ask for forgiveness of one another, that we forgive one another, that we come into relationship with you, Holy Spirit, so deep that we're not deceived, thinking we're okay, thinking we're being filled up by you when we're actually empty. Let there be truth in the inward parts today, Lord. No more games. No more masks. No more lies. Father, in order to love you, we must love one another. It's laughable to you that if we say we love you and hate our brother, it's just not the truth. We must clean up our relationships with one another. We must forgive one another. We must go to one another when we have offense in our hearts. We must spill the beans. We must share with the very person that we feel has hurt us, rather than all those that surround us so close. We're supposed to share with the one we believe has hurt us. Holy Spirit, only you can give us that courage. Only you can stop our tongue from wagging to others. Only you can stop the offense in its tracks by healing it in us. There are so many things to apply in the Word of God, Lord, but we're such forgetful hearers. We say today to you, Lord, we won't wait to apply. We will activate. We will activate what Holy Spirit shows us. We will not wait. We will activate. We'll not just make a declaration that we will apply the Word of God. We will activate the Word of God. We will activate what you, Holy Spirit, show us. For if we wait, unforgiveness grows. Offense grows. The joy is sucked out of us, Lord. The peace is taken from us, Lord. It is serious business to grieve you. It is serious business to quench you. It is serious business to resist you. Holy Spirit, we repent. We want to be forgiving. And Lord, we desire to reconcile with those that forgive us. We are to forgive one another, not hold things, not carry things. We're not to bring guilt on someone else for what they've done to us. We are to release them, forgive them. That's what you did with us. That's what you did with us. You forgave us, released us to the freedom of grace, the freedom of mercy, mercy triumphing over judgment. It was a triumph for Jesus to die, to forgive us in mercy, to forgive us of our offense against God, to forgive us of our challenge to God's authority. Thank you, Lord, for being so forgiving of us. Father, we repent for being judge and jury. We repent for blame, accusation. We repent. We want to be refreshed by repentance. We want to be refreshed, made new, not carry these things. Because vengeance is yours. You are the only good judge. We're terrible at it. So, Father, we release each person that we would judge, that we'd bring the jury in, that we would place them before you and condemn them, Lord. We release them instead to your justice, to your goodness that brings repentance, to your mercy that triumphs over your own judgment, Lord. You could judge us right now and all of us would fall short except for Jesus. Jesus plus us equals mercy. And mercy triumphs over your judgment over us by your design, your grace. Thank you, God. Father, help us to be angry, but for a moment, but sin not. Not let the sun go down on our anger, because then it grows. It grows in unforgiveness. It grows in offense. And it ends up defiling many. Bitterness. Offense grows into bitterness, and it defiles so many people. Our anger growing, our hurt, whether true or perceived, growing, turns into offense, turns into bitterness, and it ends up splashing on, defiling many people, hurting them, tainting them, Lord. Forgive us. Forgive us, Father. Rather have us put on love, a love that bears with one another, a love that prays for one another, forgives one another, a love that bears with our brethren. Father, only you can bring about that miracle. We so easily run to the judgment seat rather than the cup of mercy, Lord. Heal us, strengthen us, Holy Spirit, work in us. Because the offense will choke us. It will grieve you. It will resist you. It will quench you in our lives. You give us an anointing, but the anointing can be quenched because no Holy Spirit is operating because of offense. Forgive us, God. Forgive us. Give us the heart to love one another with your energized love, Holy Spirit. Our own love is way too little, way too late. Our anger needs to be dealt with right away. We need you to wash it clean. Take the sting out of our words, the sting out of our thoughts, the sting out of our attitudes, the retaliation out of our hearts, the revenge from us, Lord. We want to take the nations. We want to take Northeastern Ohio. We want to help those who are in lifestyles that don't please you. We won't have any impact at all if we don't take care of our own anger, our own unforgiveness, our own offense. Make the plate so wonderful in front of us that we are hungry, Lord. The freedom so wonderful that we are hungry. Hungry for righteousness. Thirsty for righteousness, and you tell us you will fill us. We don't stay hungry. We don't stay thirsty. You begin to fill us up. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you begin to fill us up, Lord. Quiet our hearts. Be still and know that I am God. Quiet our hearts, Lord. We're distracted. so often distracted from dealing with these things. We just keep on talking. Wonderful things are going on in our midst, and we just keep on talking. Talking, talking, talking. People are being healed, and we take it for granted, Lord. Forgive us. People's hearts are being touched. We yawn. We look at our watch. We check our cell phones. We talk with our neighbor. God, forgive us. This is holy ground. Coming together in the unity of the Spirit is holy ground. What happened to the holy ground, Lord? What happened to the holy ground? You're still here, willing to work in any willing, hungry heart. Is it that we have become full on our own, Lord? We've seen enough. We've seen the same old, same old. We're used to your work. We're used to your miracles. That will grieve you, Lord. And not much will be done here. It will end. The miracles will end. The touch of God will end because of unbelief. Father, forgive us. Change us, move in us. Touch the deepest portion of our hearts, Lord. We've sinned against you, against your Holy Spirit's work, by forgetting your goodness, becoming used to your work right in our midst, right in people's lives, right in their bodies, right in their emotions, God. Forgive us, Lord. We humbly come before you and say, we need every bit of Holy Spirit fire here, Lord. Do not leave us. Do not go out the door, Lord. Give us an opportunity to repent from the depths of our heart. Give us an opportunity, Lord, to once again become children, amazed at everything you do, amazed at everything you are, no longer yawning, no longer checking our cell phone and talking to our friend. We are amazed at you. We come into your presence and we want to go low. We want to soak up your presence. Lord, we're not full. We're still needing to be filled. You will fill us up, but not of ourselves. You'll fill us up of Holy Spirit. You'll fill us up with wonderful things. If we stay childlike, open-hearted, humble of heart, Lord. We seek that, God. We're hungry for that again. We don't want to be filled up with our own stuff. We want to be filled up with your banqueting table, your overflowing table of good things and deep, close relationship with you. Father, there's no laying on of any guilt here. We're guilty if we have not been in amazement of who you are. But the good news is you can turn us around. You can change us. You can move inside of us. And we no longer will grieve you. We no longer will resist you. We no longer will quench you. We'll be free. Free to love. Free to forgive. Take the hairball of offense out of our hearts, that we don't choke on it and replace it with a heart so full of love, every person we come into contact with will feel value, feel honor, will feel that we are for them, not against them. They will feel that we are their servant. My brother, your wish is my command. I'm your servant. My sister, your wish is my command. I'm your servant. I lower myself. I don't raise myself up to judge and jury. I lower myself to a bailiff, one to serve you, one to take you where you need to be taken. Humble. Humble us, Lord. We've taken ourselves too seriously, thinking we are so important to the body of Christ that people will be begging for us and our ideas. But Lord, instead we say, forget that. We ask you sincerely, Holy Spirit, to fill us up with heavenly wisdom instead. All those things are of the earth. All those things are of the old man. There's a new way to walk. There's a new song to sing. And it comes to truly allowing your Spirit to speak to us, your Spirit to convict us where we've fallen short, and enjoy the discipline because we'll be closer to you. We'll be more sensitive to your presence. We'll enjoy you all day long, and the negativity and the hurtful thoughts and the spiteful words will be taken from us, and instead our minds will be transformed by the Spirit of God. Our mouths will speak praise to God, glory to God, blessing on people, favor on their lives, a desire for turnaround and change and breakthrough, speaking out life, life, life to people. Take the criticism from our lips. Take the blame from our thoughts. Speak to us, Lord. The truth that you're good and you're always good. So anyone that would hurt us can easily be forgiven, because your goodness is greater than anything they could do to hurt us. Anything. Anything. I forgive them, God. I forgive her. I forgive him, Lord. Search me and know my heart and see if there be anything in me, Lord, that falls short. Anything in me that I need to ask forgiveness for. I know I'm not perfect, God, and so I need to ask forgiveness a lot. It's good for me. It humbles me. And by humbling myself before you, you say you will exalt me. While I'm going low, You take me higher. How does that work, God? How does that work, Lord? You're that good. You're that good. That when we are being humble and humble servants, Lord, and loving our brothers and sisters and those that are our enemies, Lord, it can get to that point. Even those we would consider totally against us, you can have us bless them and there'll be turnaround and breakthrough and salvation and deliverance and healing. We can't lose. We can't lose when we do it your way. When we yield our right to offense, we yield our right to hurt. We yield our right to judge. We yield our right for revenge. Because truly we have none of those rights. Those are rights of the old man he thought he had. We gave those up when we received Jesus. Now we have the right to love, the right to forgive, the right to be free. All because of Holy Spirit's power, nothing in us, everything of you. We have the right to take off the mask. We have the right to be real, to take a risk, to be vulnerable, to say, yes, I have judged. Yes, I have been bitter. Yes, I have held offense. And you will clear us up and clean us up. You will forgive us as you already have on the cross. We're agreeing with you. I've done it my way, not your way. And true unity will come, deeper unity. The unity we felt Friday night, Father, as we prayed together, as we were vulnerable before you, as we declared and we decreed over so many areas, so many people, so many nations. We knew we can't back that up. We knew only you could, and we relished that. We enjoyed that. We believed that. Father, that type of unity can go deeper, higher, greater, wider. Always. We're to preserve the unity. You've already given it to us. We're to preserve it. The way we preserve it is to be angry and sin not. Not let that dwell in us. Be angry and sin not. Let that not last very long, that even the sun can't go down on that anger. It's already taken care of. We already repent. We already forgive. We already say, you're forgiven, even if the person doesn't even know. If they never respond, if we never tell them, you're forgiven. It releases you to be you in us. The grieving goes. The quenching goes. The resisting goes. And we're free to hear you and be anointed by you. When we pray for someone, we expect something to happen. Because we're in a close, tight relationship with you and you're speaking to us so intimately. Because there's no blocks, there's no barriers, there's no walls, there's no ceilings between us, Lord. Those have been taken out of the way. Free us to be all we can be in Holy Spirit, Since you dwell inside of us, Holy Spirit, you're very sensitive to every thought, every word, every action, every attitude. Speak to us. Where have we fallen short? We repent. We ask your forgiveness. And we step in deeper in hearing you, deeper in acting, in activating your word to us. Yes, Lord, we want to see dreams, visions, pictures. We want to hear you speak right into our spiritual ear. We want to see you with our spiritual eyes. This is our release. This is our time to fly. This is our time to be unified. This is our time to draw in and let you draw into us. Here we are, Lord. We're little children. We're still learning. We're still learning. But you will win the nations with those that are hungry and thirst after righteousness. And only you can produce that righteousness in us. We can't do it through performance. We can only do it by stepping into grace, stepping into mercy. It's such a large pool. We can't miss it if we're willing, if we're hungry. And we will be used to speak life into others. True life, not tainted by our own issues, our own things that we hold on to. Nope, they won't be there. And so our ministry to others will be so powerful because we'll be open vessels, clean vessels, usable vessels, washed in the blood of the Lamb, washed in the forgiveness of the Holy Spirit. And you will flow through us life to other people, true life, true healing. Help us not mix it like tares and wheat. Help us not be mixed. Make us clean, fully clean. No muddy waters. Fully clean before you, Lord. We can be hungry, or we can hold our anger, or we can ignore you. Father, we're seeking to be hungry. Hungry participants at your banqueting table, not scooting our chair far away, holding on to something that keeps us from participating, but rather giving that up, whatever it is, being clear in our conscience, free in our spirit. We draw up to the banqueting table and we dive in, Lord, and you will fill us. But you'll fill us with you. You'll fill us with the things of heaven. You'll fill us with heaven come to earth. No mixture. No lack. No orphan. We'll be full sons and daughters, free to eat from your table, enjoy your fellowship, laugh with you, enjoy you. And when challenges come up in our lives, Father, we'll be able to face them with confidence because we'll be able to hear your voice much clearer. We'll be able to fellowship with you much closer And those dreams and visions and pictures will be pure. And they will scare away the enemy's fakes. We'll have the real word from the Lord. We won't be faked out by the lies. Thank you, God. You're so good. You're so good to us, so patient with us. Here we are. We're just your children. But Lord, we must step into learning. We must step into the meat, not just the milk. We can't stay immature and revel in it. We must move forward to giving our lives. We must move forward to going low. It's about your kingdom, building your kingdom. It's not about us. It's not about our little kingdom that we build. It's not about your favor on us. You're more than willing to give that favor to us when we have pure hearts to build your true kingdom, where we're willing to sacrifice comfort and convenience are put away. Sacrifice is here, but sacrifice in joy, not with grumbling. And then you empower us to do over and above and greater, and you give us the proper balance when we are so tired in the things of the Lord. You give us rest, and you give us those moments, those times, those days that we rest in you. Vacations are good, but time with you gives true rest. Moments on the couch are great, but the true rest is spiritual. It can calm all the waters, emotional, spiritual, physical waters, calmed by the power of the Spirit inside of us. Thank you, Lord. You're so good to us. You're so good to us. You know, it's amazing that we can come here, because it doesn't have to look the same every time we meet. So this morning, to finish up, I would just like to read the chapter Ephesians 4. And then what I would like you to do is prepare your hearts to declare from this chapter or anywhere else, the rest of Ephesians is good. Or anywhere else in the Bible. We're going to declare and decree over one another, because I'm finding that there are people running from the Spirit of God, and they need declaration to turn them around, not a message from me. There are those running to the Spirit of God, and they need a declaration to encourage them, to lift them up, to push them towards His presence rather than a message from me. So we're going to do that together in the body today, so prepare your hearts for that, to declare and decree over your brothers and sisters, over those that you've decided to meet with today and love today and care for today. And this could be a start, Ephesians 4, anything in this passage is fair game, obviously, but you could go on to into 5 and 6 and find many things to declare and decree over people, and you'll be giving them life today. I want you to do it, because you're powerful in the Holy Spirit when you're listening to Him. You're powerful in the Holy Spirit when you are allowing Him to take care of anything that you could be upset about, anything that you could be angry over, anything that you could be worrying about. He's powerful enough to cleanse us and then use us to give out life. In fact, in giving out life, you receive so much life brought back to you. Just in the act of decreeing over someone else, declaring over someone else God's word, God's goodness, the things that he has for each of us, it bounces back on you. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you are called. If you were decreeing this, you would say, I decree that you're going to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. You know, we've had some powerful decrees over the years in our body. I can remember a time when I walked in here just barely over malaria, and we still had the fire red carpet. And I could barely, you know, walk very well. Just released from the hospital on Friday and came in on Sunday morning. And you all were decreeing and declaring life and health and turnaround and breakthrough for Pastor Mary Pat. That's a highlight. That's in God's memory. He brought that about. He empowered that. You were already declaring and decreeing before I ever came in. I came in. I sat probably on this seat. I'm right about there. And I declared some things as well. One of the things that was declared was that she would have a suddenly, thank you. Escape me there for a minute. Pastor Mary Pat would have a suddenly, and we all roared and declared that together, that that suddenly would happen. We didn't give a message that morning. We declared and decreed what God had in mind. We agreed with heaven. And I just remember the joy. People were not hanging their heads. Our pastor is dying in the hospital. You were roaring. You were energized. You were fighting for a life that you cared about, someone you cared about. You spoke it out in faith. You agreed together. You wanted to see a turnaround. You were hungry for God's turnaround and for him to receive the glory. 2 days later, that turnaround happened. That hospital room changed dramatically over declarations, not a message. Over declarations. I'm not saying we're stopping messages. But we say we want this to be about the presence, not a message. We say we want this to be about the Word of God activated, not just a message. We can come in every week desiring to activate the Word of God, but end up, well, I'll apply that sometime. That was my past. I don't know how in the world I ever grew in Christ, because I typically wrote the thing down, and then the next Sunday I'd go, oh my gosh, I should have applied what I heard last week. I wonder what that was. I couldn't even remember what the message was. And God still was gracious enough to help me grow. But now we can actually activate right now with declarations and decrees. And even when there is a message given and the Word of God is given out. Obviously, we can activate right then. We can start right then, whatever it is. We don't have to wait to look at our notes sometime in the future and say, oh, that's right. I had notes on that. When I broke my ankle in 2010, I remember people coming up to this front pew. Well, it was a pew then. And excitedly declaring and decreeing alignment over my leg. And knowing that wasn't just for my ankle, that was for the body. And we believed that together through that season when I was seeing God heal my ankle without surgery. We believed it was more than just an ankle in the physical, but it was actually something spiritual beyond that. That this body was coming into alignment. And people felt it. People came over to my house and said the wildest things over my ankle. Now, how many times do you have to pray for an ankle? How many times do you have to declare? But people did it over and over and over again, and they kept seeing things and pictures, and I saw some amazing things. And that ankle was healed without surgery after being told there's no way. It has to be surgery for this. 3 broken bones and an ankle, that's got to be surgery. It won't line up otherwise. It won't happen. But your declaring and your decreeing turned this ankle into a healed ankle that I dance on today. I'm saying let's capture that. God has taught us that already. Are we declaring and decreeing into things that need turnaround? Are we declaring that Richard will be healed from the top of his head all the way down through that body to the soles of his feet, that Cynthia will be healed today, that Mary will be totally healed today? We had the time of healing. Now we can go deeper. Oh, you mean we're going to do it again? God does. He does these things again when we believe, when we trust, when we want to see those types of breakthroughs, those types of turnarounds. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended. What does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to the perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I don't know how to decree. What do I decree? Just say, I want you in the Holy Spirit to be a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And say it with authority. Say it like you mean it, like it's you you're praying for. I want all of us to come into the unity of the faith. I want you to come into a deeper knowledge of the Son of God, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you've not so learned Christ? If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. I declare, I decree that you are renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man. I declare you are putting on more and more the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. I pray that Holy Spirit will touch you so that you do not let any anger that you might have, which is an emotion given to you by God, would not turn into unforgiveness, but it would be a red flag that would tell you, I need to forgive. I'm angry. I need to forgive. I'm angry. I need to forgive. Nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. I pray, declaring, decreeing over you, you will be able to impart grace to anyone that hears you. Life coming out of your mouth. To anyone that hears you. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. I declare you will not grieve the Spirit of God. You will delight the Holy Spirit. You'll delight him so much, he'll want to dance with you. He'll want to spend time with you. He will enjoy your presence. And you will enjoy his. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. I declare and decree you will be kind to one another, tender-hearted towards one another, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. And I know that will splash back on me, that I will be tender-hearted, that I will be kind, that I will be forgiving one another. But all of it energized by Holy Spirit. Not by our own efforts. That's what the key is. Amen? It has to be beyond us. It has to be supernatural for it to work. And stick and stay and grow. Holy Spirit must be the one that empowers it all. Because I forgive you is not enough. It has to be I forgive you with all of the Holy Spirit backing me up. Then it works. Then you're healed. The person can be healed and can reconcile. Because you've spoken out of such life given to you by the Holy Spirit's power that it produces more life. Amen? Amen. So, there are people in here that probably need to stay seated because they're not at their best. And we'll allow that. But the rest of us should scurry, should hurry, should run to declare and decree over people. And when you see someone sitting by themselves and they're not part of it, run to them first.